The University of Mines and Technology has been chosen for the establishment of a School of Petroleum Studies. Admissions will start next academic year. The Petroleum School will be the first in Africa. President John Mahama dropped the hint at the university, where he inaugurated a four-story, 251-room students' hostel at a cost of 12 million cedis. Pascalina Dadivo reports.
This is President Mahama's third visit to the University of Mines and Technology in 4 years. The university is rated the best in mines and technology in Africa. Indeed, the African Union is in the process of adopting UMAT. Government 2 years ago announced its intention to establish a school of petroleum in one of the country's universities. President Mahama surprised the whole student body when he announced that UMAT has been chosen after meeting the selection criteria. UMAT is better placed to run the petroleum course because the school has strong collaboration with one of the best petroleum institutes in Nigeria. The Vice Chancellor of UMAT, Professor Jerry Kuma, was grateful for government support, especially the provision of a 1.1 million euros laboratory equipment to enable the university to start a renewable energy engineering program next academic year.
Consequently, UMAT has placed premium on the acquisition of laboratory equipment in order to produce engineers who are practically oriented and problem solvers. We are very grateful to government for supporting us in our quest to develop into a center of excellence.
President Mahama said government takes exceptional interest in the university because it fits into government's vision of transformational agenda. He announced the reconstruction of a 3-kilometer access road on the campus.
And this is the reason why Ghana is becoming a hub for education in the international arena. As you were told, more than 10,000 foreign students are admitted in our tertiary institutions and studying here in Ghana. And the numbers continue to grow every year. As you are aware, we're building a new administration block for this university. Construction of external works for the university's basic school. And there's also going to be construction and completion of 5 bungalows with outhouses for academic staff.
The president later inaugurated a four-story, 251-room student hostel at the university. The UMAT Get Fund project will accommodate 24% of the student population. A brand new bus was also presented to the university's SLC. President Mahama directed the Get Fund to complete projects at all tertiary institutions before awarding new contracts.